We will apply the six-step procedure to the example of Rachel, which we introduced earlier. Rachel died in January 2011. She had made no lifetime gifts. Her estate was valued at £900,000 and consisted of the family home and possessions in London, worth £430,000, and cash and quoted shares worth £470,000. Rachel left her house and possessions to her son, Vincent, and the residue to be divided equally between her niece, Tess, and her favourite charity, the NSPCC. We need to calculate the IHT payable on Rachel's death and show how her estate is to be distributed. First, we will look at the will to see whether grossing is required. Rachel left her house to her son. This is a tax-free legacy. The residue is split between her niece and a charity, and is therefore partly exempt and partly taxable. Where there is a tax-free legacy and a partly exempt residue, double grossing is required. Once we have established this, we now apply the six-step double grossing procedure. In step one, we gross up the tax-free legacy as if it was the only part of the estate which is chargeable to IHT. The tax-free legacy is £430,000. Rachel made no lifetime gifts, so the full nil band is available, leaving a taxable legacy of £105,000. IHT at 40 over 60 is £70,000. The gross legacy is therefore £430,000 plus £70,000, giving £500,000. In step two, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute notional tax based on this estimated value. The total estate is £900,000. From step one, we have estimated that the gross legacy is £500,000. The residue of the estate is therefore £400,000. The residue is left equally to the niece and the charity. Therefore, 50% of the residue is chargeable to IHT, being £200,000. The chargeable estate is therefore £500,000 plus £200,000, which equals £700,000. From this, we deduct the nil band and charge the excess at 40%, giving tax of £150,000. As we have had to estimate the value of the gross tax-free legacy, this tax is only notional. It is not the actual IHT payable. In step three, we use this notional tax to work out an estate rate. The estate rate is the notional tax of £150,000 as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £700,000, giving 21.4286%. In step four, we use the estate rate to gross up the tax-free legacy. The tax-free legacy is £430,000. We assume that this legacy is after the deduction of tax at the estate rate of 21.4286%. The revised gross legacy is therefore £430,000 multiplied by 100 divided by 100 minus the estate rate. The new gross legacy is therefore £547,273. We have now grossed up the tax-free legacy twice, i.e. we have double grossed. This figure of £547,273 is now the gross amount, before tax, of the specific legacy to Vincent. In step 5, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute IHT based on this value. This will give us the actual IHT payable to HMRC. The total estate is £900,000. The gross legacy to Vincent is £547,273. The residue of the estate is therefore £352,727. 50% of the residue is chargeable to IHT, being £176,363. The chargeable estate is therefore £547,273 plus £176,363, which equals £723,636. From this we deduct the nil band and charge the excess at 40%, giving tax of £159,454. This is the actual IHT payable. Do note that if you are simply required to calculate the IHT due without then apportioning the estate between the various beneficiaries, you can stop after step 5. The final step is to show the burden of tax and how the estate is to be distributed. To do this, we need the actual estate rate. The estate rate is the actual tax of £159,454 expressed as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £723,636. The estate rate is therefore 22.035%. There are two parts of the estate which are chargeable to IHT, being the tax-free legacy to Vincent and half of the residue which is left to Tess. The IHT on the tax-free gift is £547,273 times by 22.035%, giving £120,592. This tax is met from the residue of the estate and will be suffered equally, £60,296 each, by the residuary legatees, being Tess and the charity. The IHT on the chargeable residue is £176,363 times by 22.035%, giving £38,862. The tax on the chargeable residue will be suffered by Tess. Finally, we will show how the estate is to be distributed. Vincent receives a tax-free legacy of a house and possessions worth £430,000. The total estate is £900,000, so the residue, before tax is deducted, is £470,000. Half of this goes to the charity, the NSPCC, which is £235,000. The IHT on the tax-free legacy is borne equally by the charity and Tess, so the charity will suffer tax of £60,296. The charity will therefore receive £174,704. The other half of the residue goes to Tess, who therefore receives £235,000 less her share of the tax. From this, we deduct £60,296, being half of the tax on the tax-free legacy, and the IHT on the chargeable residue, which is £38,862. Tess will therefore receive £135,842. IHT of £159,454 is paid to HMRC. If we add these together, this makes up the total estate of £900,000. Let's run through another example. Bruce died in December 2010, aged 86. He left a wife, Lilia, two children, Austin and Erin, and two adult grandchildren, Tom and Camilla. His only lifetime gift was £100,000 to Camilla on the occasion of her marriage in April 2008. Bruce's estate consisted of a half share in the family home in Oxford worth £480,000. A flat in London worth £195,000. A ski chalet in Austria worth £120,000. UK quoted shares worth £135,000. And UK bank deposits of £360,000. The total estate before tax is £1,290,000. The family home was held as joint tenants with Lilia. In his will, Bruce left the ski chalet to Camilla, the flat in London to Tom, and the rest of the estate to Lilia, Austin and Erin in equal parts. we will calculate the IHT payable on Bruce's death and show how his estate is to be distributed. First, we must look at the will to see whether grossing is required. Bruce left the flat in London to Tom. This is a UK asset and is therefore a tax-free legacy. He left the ski chalet in Austria to Camilla. This is a foreign asset and is therefore a tax-bearing legacy. The residue is split equally between his wife and his two children and is therefore partly exempt and partly taxable. Where there is a mix of tax-free and tax-bearing legacies and a partly exempt residue, double grossing is required. We therefore follow the six-step double grossing procedure. In step one, we gross up the tax-free legacy as if it was the only part of the estate which is chargeable to IHT. The tax-free legacy is the gift of the London flat to Tom, which is £195,000. Bruce made a lifetime gift, so this will reduce the nil band on the estate. Bruce gave £100,000 to his granddaughter Camilla on her marriage in April 2008. The pet is therefore £100,000, less a marriage exemption of £2,500, less two annual exemptions, giving £91,500. The nil band remaining is therefore £325,000, less £91,500, being £233,500. The tax-free legacy of £195,000 is therefore covered by the nil band, leaving no tax payable. The gross legacy is therefore £195,000 plus tax of zero, giving £195,000. In step two, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute notional tax based on this estimated value. The total estate is £1,290,000. This includes a half share in the family home worth £480,000, which is held as joint tenants with his wife Lilia. Where a property is held as joint tenants, it will pass automatically between the tenants on death without reference to the will. The half share of the property therefore passes to Lilia. This is an exempt gift for IHT and can therefore be ignored. The value of the estate for IHT is therefore reduced to £810,000. From step one, we have estimated that the gross tax-free legacy is £195,000. There is also a tax-bearing legacy to Camilla, being the ski chalet worth £120,000. The residue of the estate is therefore £495,000. The residue is split one-third each between the wife, the son, and the daughter. Therefore, two-thirds of the residue is chargeable to IHT, being £330,000. The chargeable estate is therefore £330,000, plus the tax-free gift of £195,000, plus the tax-bearing legacy of £120,000, giving £645,000. The chargeable estate is £645,000. From this, we deduct the available nil band of £233,500 and charge the excess at 40%, giving tax of £164,600. As we have had to estimate the value of the gross tax-free legacy, this tax is only notional. It is not the actual IHT payable. In step three, we use this notional tax to work out an estate rate. The estate rate is the notional tax of £164,600 expressed as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £645,000, giving 25.5194%. In step four, we use the estate rate to gross up the tax-free legacy. The tax-free legacy is £195,000. We assume that this legacy is after the deduction of tax at the estate rate of 25.5194%. The revised gross legacy is therefore £195,000 multiplied by 100 divided by 100 minus the estate rate. The new gross legacy is therefore 261,000 £813. This figure of £261,813 is now the gross amount, before tax, of the specific legacy to Tom. In step 5, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute the actual IHT payable to HMRC. The total estate is £810,000. The gross legacy to Tom is £261,813. The tax-bearing legacy to Camilla is £120,000. The residue of the estate is therefore £428,187. Two-thirds of the residue is chargeable to AHT, being £285,458. The chargeable estate is therefore £285,458 plus £261,813 plus £120,000, which equals £667,271. From this, we deduct the nil band of £233,500 and charge the excess at 40%, giving tax of £173,508. This is the actual IHT payable. The final step is to show the burden of tax and how the estate is to be distributed. To do this, we need the actual estate rate. The estate rate is the actual tax of £173,508 expressed as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £667,271. The estate rate is therefore 26.0026%. There are three parts of the estate which are chargeable to IHT, being the tax-free legacy to Tom, the tax-bearing legacy to Camilla, and two-thirds of the residue. The IHT on the tax-free gift is £261,813 times by 26.0026%, giving £68,078. This tax is met from the residue of the estate and will be suffered equally, being £22,693 each, by the three residuary legatees. The tax on the tax-bearing legacy to Camilla is £120,000 times by 26.0026%, giving £31,203. This will be suffered by Camilla directly. The IHT on the chargeable residue is £285,458 times by 26.0026%, giving £74,227. The tax on the chargeable residue will be suffered equally, being £37,113 each, by the residuary legatees. In this case, Austin and Erin. Finally, we will show how the estate is to be distributed. Tom receives a tax-free legacy of a flat in London worth £195,000. There is a tax-bearing legacy to Camilla, being the ski chalet worth £120,000. Camilla will bear the tax of £31,203 in respect of this legacy, leaving her with £88,797. The total estate, ignoring the house passing under the joint tenancy rules, is £810,000. So, the residue is £810,000, less £195,000, less £120,000, giving £495,000. This is split three ways, to Lilia, Austin and Erin, who therefore get £165,000 each before deduction of tax. The IHT on the tax-free legacy is borne equally by Lilia, Austin and Erin. So Lilia will therefore receive £165,000 less tax of £22,693, being £142,307. The chargeable residue to Austin and Erin bears its own tax, so Austin and Erin will each receive £142,307 less tax of £37,113, being £105,194. HMRC will receive £173,508 in tax. If we add these together, this gives us £810,000. Lastly, we add the family home worth £480,000 passing to Lilia as joint tenant to give a total estate of £1,290,000.